Members of the Greater Greenwood Chamber of Commerce and Johnson County Development Corporation recently approved a merger of the two organizations, now called Aspire Economic Development plus Chamber Alliance. WFYI's Taylor Bennett sat down with Greater Greenwood Chamber President and CEO Christian Mislowski to talk about the new organization and why it was formed.
You know, I was asked, well, what was the problem you're trying to solve? And the truth is there was not a problem, but it was about 2.5 years ago we started looking around to ascertain how can we be stronger? How can we be better? How can we further advance the community's growth, the community's success, the business's success? And as we started doing research, really honestly, nationally, we discovered that chambers and economic development agencies were coming together and unifying to creating those one-stop shop resources. And so we, after, you know, again, many number of workshops and focus groups and primary research and secondary research, we understood that this could allow us to be even more successful.
You know, and I imagine the goals, like you said, are similar between a local chamber and the economic development corporations in any community. They all have similar goals. What are some of the goals that you hope now with this merger that you would like to see?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that chambers and economic development agencies really are complementary. And in some communities, they do overlap. We discovered in Johnson County, we were very complementary, right? We all of our services fit very well together to create that modern comprehensive economic development. We're all in this for the same reason. We're here as chambers and agencies to create, grow, expand, retain, and attract businesses. And so our missions are very similarly aligned. And so the goal was, how can we align all of our resources to row together to create, grow, attract, and retain businesses?
Yeah. This area has seen tremendous growth.
It has. We have seen, we're excited about the upcoming census because we've been managing with estimates for a number of years, and we believe that the census will show a tremendous growth. Johnson County has been in the top 3 to 5 fastest growing counties in the state of Indiana for a number of years now. And then the residential community is reflecting that growth, but then the businesses have followed. And so the rooftops have brought the retail. We've welcomed a number of industrial and manufacturing, logistics centers, professional services have grown, and of course, healthcare. So.
And when you look to the future, is business still going to be a focus for you in bringing in new business, taking care of existing business, growth in housing?
Yes.
What are you going to be looking at?
So it's an all-of-the-above strategy, but what we're going to first do is engage in some pretty comprehensive strategic planning. We need to look into the communities that we serve and understand what are the major opportunities and challenges, what are the dials that we really need to move the needle forward on. And so that'll help us, you know, what data are we missing? What are we looking at and we're not seeing clearly? And so it's also a matter of what are we not hunting for, right? Sometimes I think in economic development, particularly in high growth communities, we have to spend a lot of capacity managing the inquiries. So what if we were to stop and say, this is who we are, but who do we want to be? And so what placemaking initiatives do we need to develop? What industries are we not tackling that we have the labor force and the consumer base to tackle? And so we really need to get through that process this fall, and then that's what's going to launch us in January.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much, Taylor.
That was Greater Greenwood Chamber President and CEO Christian Mislowski speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.